Deferred payment export guarantee is the performance guarantee. Deferred payment guarantee is classified as a performance guarantee or bond, where the banker may called up to furnish the overseas buyer on account of that Indian exporter, and when the total payment is to be made against this export by the foreign buyer is spread over a number of years, then at that point of time, the guarantee that will be issued will be the deferred payment guarantee. This will be the this will be generally for the supply of the capital and engineering goods manufactured by the Indian exporter, where after installation, commissioning, it will start generating the profit, and thereafter it will be payment will be made. That is the reason why the longer period guarantee is required to be issued. So supply of the capital good and engineering good, erection and commissioning of this project at the buyer's place is utmost important, is required to be reviewed. After understanding the export guarantee, other types of export guarantees also we have to have a brief reference, that is guarantee for export advance. Many times, if exporter is a monopoly in the market and he is the only supplier of the goods, then he may demand on the buyer, you make me advance payment first, then I will ship the goods. Under such situation, the buyer may make the advance remittance to the exporter. However, he may say, what is the guarantee that you may supply the goods or not? Under such situation, the exporter approaches to the bank and he says, he issue the guarantee, provided he makes the guarantee payment, I will not make the payment. And this guarantee will be operative only when the funds have been received and I will make my performance. That is, ship the goods for the advance which I have already obtained, right? Then guarantee for this guarantee for export advance also consists of certain conditions that in respect of the debt or other liability which is incurred by the exporter on account of the export from India, there will be also requirement of the issuance of the guarantee like this export advance guarantee. It is therefore intended to facilitate the execution of the export contract by an exporter and not for the purpose. Unconditional guarantee in favor of overseas employers or importers on behalf of Indian exporters. This is also type of guarantee for that purpose, guarantee for that purpose is required to be issued by the banks. While agreeing to give an unconditional guarantee in favor of the overseas employer or importers on behalf of the Indian exporter, bank should obtain an undertaking from the exporter to the effect that when the guarantee is invoked, the bank would be entitled to make the payment, notwithstanding any dispute between the exporter and importer. Bank should, while issuing such a guarantee in a future, keep this point of the view in and incorporated the suitable clause in their agreement in consultation with the legal advisor. Generally, general clause is a notwithstanding clause which restrict the issuing bank's liability, that is the amount issued and the period within which and after the guarantee is expired, within how many time, within when the claim will be honored, and within that, by that time, the guarantee is required to be sent back. Certain precaution in respect of the guarantees issued in respect of the project export. Working group approval. We have seen in project group, there is a working group, which is a representative of AD Bank, representative maybe of RBI or maybe from Exim Bank, that is called working group. The recommendation of this group, maybe it is AD Bank's recommendation or it may be Exim Bank's recommendation. The approval are based on the recommendation of the sponsor bank, and latter should be examined the project proposal thoroughly with regard to the capacity of the contractor or subcontractors, which the protective clause is required to be required to be seen in the contract executed, adequacy of the security, credit rating of the overseas subcontractor, if any. These are some of the terms which we have to look into. The need for careful assessment of the financial and technical demand is also required to be ascertained. And in relation to the capacity of the contractor, as well as the overseas employer, can hardly be undertaken, underrated to financing such a domestic projects. While bid bond guarantees are issued or performance guarantees cannot be avoided. You cannot say, as a banker, I have issued the bid bond guarantee, I don't want to issue the performance guarantee. No, you cannot do it like that. When the bid is issued and when the contract is awarded to the your party under the bid, you are obligatory. It is obligatory on the part of the bank to issue the performance guarantee by calling back the bid bond guarantee. It is considered whether the guarantee should be given by the bank in all the cases of the overseas borrowing for financing overseas project or not. And in overseas investment guarantee on behalf of wholly owned subsidiary and the joint venture. Okay. Many times, the companies who are establishing the offices over, it may be joint venture or it may be wholly owned subsidiary, they are making some financial arrangement in overseas. But to secure that the financial institution or a bank abroad may demand from this company, that is joint venture or wholly owned subsidiary, you obtain the guarantee from your Indian banks. Under such situation, this JV or WOS, joint venture or wholly owned subsidiary, will approach to their parent company, and parent company approaches to the bankers, their bankers, designated bankers, and they will put before them the proposal for issuance of the guarantee on behalf of the wholly owned subsidiary or joint venture, so as to make the financing arrangement by the banks abroad for them. Okay, such a kind of guarantee should be well within 400% of the net worth of the Indian party on whose behalf the guarantee is issued. Okay, Indian party may offer any form of the guarantee on behalf of the JV or WAS. It may be corporate guarantee, personal guarantee, primary or collateral, or guarantee, or by may of promoters or company or guarantee group, whatever it may be, sister concern or associated company also in India can issue the guarantee for that. However, the Indian party may extend the corporate guarantee on behalf of the first generation step down subsidiary. Now, that company which is already established, that is JV or WAS, that company may establish another company either in the same country or in a different country, right? For them also, there is a provision for issuance of the guarantee from India by the parent company. Indian party can extend the corporate guarantee on behalf of their first generation step down operating subsidiary under the automatic route within the prevailing limit for the overseas direct investment, that is ODI. Indian party may also issue the corporate guarantee on behalf of the second generation of the subsequent generation step down subsidiary, that is what I explained now, with the prior approval of the Reserve Bank of India. The bank guarantee issued by a resident bank on behalf of the overseas JV or WAS, which will be always backed by the counter guarantee and the collateral by Indian party. Redemption and invocation. Where the guarantees are invoked, the payment should be made to the beneficiaries without delay and demur. Delay on the part of the bank in honoring the guarantee when it is invoked tend to erode the value of the bank guarantee and sanctity of the scheme of the guarantee and the image of the bank. That is why immediately it should be settled. that is also provided an opportunity to the parties to take recourse to the court and obtain the injunction order in case the guarantee in favor of the government department. This is not only delay for the revenue collection or efforts, but also gives an enormous impression that the banks are actively in collusion with the parties, which tarnishes the image of the banking system. Other type of guarantee consists of bid bond and tender guarantee. The importer, in case of the construction contract and turnkey project, other contract which involving the amount may call for the global tenders. Therefore, to participate in the tender, the contractors are required to furnish the bank guarantee or deposit some amount with them. But rather than depositing the amount with them, they are preferring the issuance of the bid bond guarantee, normally which is issued for the shorter period, not more than 6 months' time. Six months' time, and it is terminated on the contract when the after the expiry of that contract. Performance guarantee, if the contract is awarded to the contractor, as I explained now also, he would be required to furnish the guarantee whereby his execution of the contract as per the terms and conditions is agreed guarantee. The value of the guarantee should normally be about 10 to 20% of the contract value. Advance payment guarantee, in case of the advance payment for the guarantee for the exporters, it has received some advance and the amount equivalent to this would be paid by the bank to the importer in case of the export is failure. Advance payment guarantee is also known as repayment guarantee. Another type of guarantee is a retention money guarantee. The contract which provides on completion of the certain contract of the contract, 90% of the contract amount has been paid, but remaining 5% amount that may be taken a longer period, maybe not more than at least 6 months. So during which time, the importer would be watching the performance of the work which is executed by the applicant and verify that it is the required standard is maintained and does not develop any problem. Then at that time, this will be, the guarantee will be automatically come to the end and the payment will be released, that 5% which is left out, that will be released by the overseas entity, right? Delivery guarantee. Delivery guarantee is the type of guarantee which ensures that the seller meets its obligation. Seller of the goods meet its obligation, and such guarantees are mainly required for long-term transaction, which is called as a deferred export. Seller does not ship the goods if seller does not ship the goods in time or the shipment is incomplete, the buyer can revoke that guarantee and obtain the compensation on account of this loss. Payment guarantee, these are the intended to ensure that the exporter will receive a prompt payment from the importer. As a rule, guarantee amount is equivalent to the invoiced amount for the goods which are purchased, and guarantee extends somewhat beyond the deadline for the payment in order to have time for mailing the claim. Customs guarantee. Many times when the goods are imported, then custom duty is required to be paid. But rather than paying the import duty or custom duty, importer may say that I will issue the guarantee and at later stage, after checking the goods, I will make the payment of this guarantee. Under such situation, indirect guarantees are usually required to issued in favor of the custom authorities for by the local banks. Such guarantees are usually for unlimited time, or it may be called as the open-ended guarantees. Standby letter of credit. This form of obligation is nothing but it is a letter of credit, which covers under the regulation which are framed under the UCP 600 or ISP 98. General guarantees are covered under the provision of the normal under normal circumstances demand rule for guarantee, URDG. Whereas standby letter of credit guarantees are covered under either UCP 600 or under ISP 98 publication, which is issued by International Chamber of Commerce. It is most common in US this particular to obtain or call for the standby letter of credit. External appearance, as I said, is standby letter of credit is resembles somewhat like the letter of credit payment is effected on the first demand against the presentation of a written declaration that certain conditions have not been met. Financial guarantee, where cash deposit is that earnest money is required to be deposited and for the due performance of the contract, it may be stipulated that customer may, in lieu of the cash deposit, earnest money or the furnish the bank guarantee for the same. Deferred payment guarantee, this guarantee is for payment for which the deferred or postponed or later payment is will be made by the ultimate beneficiary. In case of purchase of the capital goods like machinery and necessary to issue the deferred payment guarantees. In such a guarantee, banks undertake to pay the installment due under the deferred payment guarantee schedule. In terms for such a guarantees are normally advance payment 10 to 15% of the price of the capital goods and payment of another 10 to 15% on receipt of the goods or documents will be made available. So this is all about the guarantees to be issued by the banks and the traders and those who are involved in the process of international trade. So these guarantees for import and export we have seen, different type of guarantees also we have seen, and with this I hope you understood the guarantee concept and how it is to be issued, how many parties are there, and what is the requirement for the issuance of the guarantees, types of guarantees, what the precaution is to be taken. All these things we have discussed during this time. So with this small note, I must say thank you very much.